forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
The natural mind will always limit you to your own resources, to your own strength. Your own time, your own talent, your own ability. It leaves God's ability out, the natural mind. Go with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 9, and then give me Romans 8 and verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Okay? Speaking about the natural man, the natural man, the man that is limited to his own strength, his own ability. His eyes haven't seen. His ears haven't heard. It hasn't entered his heart what God can do or what God has prepared. I want you to ask the person beside, do you know what God has prepared for you? The thing about the natural mind, and we'll dig a little deeper into this, the thing about the natural mind, it cannot grasp. You can never grasp with your natural mind what God has for you or even what God is capable of doing through you. Your natural mind, most of the time, he'll stand in the way. He'll limit God. Remember, we are saved by grace through faith. Through faith. In other words, your faith is a very important component for you to believe, for you to trust, for you to confess your faith, for you to speak your faith. Can you, in the midst of trouble and adversity and seeming defeat, can you say, I have total victory? Well, that's what God says. Can you say that, or does that get you so down that your natural mind starts to kick in and you start doubting and distrusting and wavering and wondering now and blaming God or blaming other people? I want to throw something out to you. I'll talk about this another time too. We'll get really into this, but as I was studying this, I read some scriptures that I've read a certain way for a long time, and God showed it to me. And I was reading something else that another author wrote, and I saw it a whole other way than I've ever seen it before. This whole series has to do with laying foundation for us so that you don't rely on yourself, because yourself can only take you so far, and then you'll collapse. Then you get all messed up. Then you lose your way. But it's to lay the ground, the foundation for us to totally trust in the finished work. In other words, totally trust in what God says about us. No matter what's happening to us, no matter what we are facing, to trust what God has said. And you don't go there on the screen, but in Romans chapter 4, it says that God calls those things that are not as though they were. Is that right? And now we've always said, well, you know, we need to do the same thing. Call those things, right? And there's some truth in that. Call those things that are not as though they were. But really, in essence, it's not speaking about us calling things. It's talking about God calling things. Amen. Now, look here. It's in that context, God is speaking about our father Abraham. Now, how many know Abraham, if you read his track record, every time he did something, he messed up. Read it for real. Every time he started to do something, when God told him to leave the land of the Chaldeans and don't take anybody with him, he took Lot with him. He told him not to go down to Egypt. He went down to Egypt and told Pharaoh that Sarah was his sister. You know, read it. It's a track record of things that Abraham did wrong. But yet, look at this now. God calls those things that are not as though they were. In other words, God called him righteous. Before he did anything, his faith, while he was messing up, God imputed it unto him for righteousness. So God was calling what was not yet as though it were. And you have to understand that in your dilemma, in your trials, in your tests, when you don't feel so good about yourself, God is calling those things that are not as though they were. In other words, because of the finished work of Christ, why are we so on this subject? Because this has to be our foundation. You can't build a house that'll stand the test of time and the test of storms and that if you build it on the sand. You got to build it on this type of foundation to where you won't be moved. You won't be shaken. Because even when you're in your dilemmas, God is still calling those things that are not. It ain't manifest yet, but God calls them as though they are. In other words, God sees you as righteous no matter what. See, the devil can't accuse you anymore because Jesus justified you. Come on, come on. See, it's about empowerment, not excuses. We need to understand that we are empowered like this. We have someone in the courtroom that never lost a case. Hey, even when you're guilty. Because he paid the price for you. This is, I hope it's as liberating to you as it is to my mind. See, a person that is works righteousness and the self-righteousness, that person can never enter into rest. Because they're always fearful. They live in fear, and we'll get into that too. They live in fear of judgment. Because you can never perform well enough. How good is good enough? Because if you pray 3 hours, the devil will come to you and say you should pray four. Because it's works. Huh? Or you gave this amount. The devil says you could have gave more than that. It'll never be enough. There's no end to it. Because there's no righteousness, no justification in it. But when God deals with the heart and things are flowing through the heart. There's a rest. There's a sense of completeness. Okay, 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 9. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has entered the heart of man. What God, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Romans 8 and 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That carnal mind is not subject to the law of God. It can't be. Spiritual laws will not allow it to be. It cannot subject itself to the laws of God. Even when your mind sees it, it still cannot get it to work. I said, even when your mind sees it, it'll only operate through grace. I'm trying to give you some keys tonight. To unlock that treasure trove of grace that's in your life. Every born-again believer has that eternity in their spirit. And God wants to break out into your life in every facet of your life to show forth his grace, his favor toward you. Even when your mind sees it. You know, when I was studying that, I got to think about old sports players like basketball or football, a lot of guys, you know, get together for reunions and stuff. And, you know, a lot of times they're doing plays and in their mind they can see what to do. But their body, yeah, I knew I should have been there, but I couldn't get there. I know what to do. You know, and that's how the mind is. The mind, even though it can see it, it cannot do it. And there's where many miss out because they're being governed by that carnal mind. You see, but you cannot obtain. The natural mind is one that is conditioned to reason everything out in accordance with the world's view. The natural mind is conditioned. It is one that is conditioned to reason everything out in accordance with the world's view. It is trained to limit itself to this realm. It's trained, it's conditioned to limit itself to the restraints, the boundaries, the borders, bondages of this life. When we are heirs and partakers of a whole nother kingdom, a kingdom in which there is no lack, no sickness, no infirmity, but the natural mind, this world seeks to condition or to conform us after the image of the world. Yeah, just listen to news sometime. Don't listen to it too much. Because the way they talk, you can tell they are limited to a realm. They don't know. They don't know. They have no clue to reality. See, understanding one aspect of the word glory, the word kavod, or the glory, you know, when we think of the glory, we think of light, you know, and shining and cloud, you know, the glory. But that word also means God's opinion, God's perspective, the glory. It's how God sees things. In other words, how God sees things is reality. Well, I love that. I said, how God sees things is true reality. But the world tries to condition us. It conditions, it conforms, or seeks to conform the mind to its view, its limited view. You know, when the Lord calls you to do something, I'll just use this example. He doesn't tell you to have the money first. Sometimes you may have the money first. Then he's got to try to twist your arm to get the money from you. So many times what he'll do, he'll call you to do something. And you know God wants you to do it, but he hasn't given you in your hand what you think you need. Because, see, that's the world's view. The world's view, you know, show me the money. Now, don't misunderstand. Because at some point, you're going to have to show the money. At some point, it's got to manifest. But the point is, God's opinion or God's perspective, he'll tell you first. And when he says it and he starts it, is because he already finished it. Because in the realm where God is and what is reality, it's already done. There's no question about it. He knows where it is, when it'll come, how it's going to come, and all of that good stuff. But we access that grace through our faith.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 13 of Mega Grace, The Heart of Grace, Part 2. 1 Samuel 16 and 7 states, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." We must allow God to do open heart surgery on our hearts. The love of God dwelling on the inside of us flows from our heart. This causes us to hear accurately, to speak what only the Father says, and our thought pattern changes. Evaluate your heart condition in this season and allow God to do spiritual surgery. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.